use this opportunity also to I think one of the things that I would expect governments to do, and I have never worked in government, so take it from a private sector guy, frame the problem right. Like, this is for me the starting point, and many times in the conversation I see the problem not framed right. And to put it in perspective, I think Deborah mentioned just now that when we talk about data center consumption, AI being one part of that, data center consumption was estimated at 1.5 in the latest reports. Doubling every 2 years is actually a huge trend. We don't know if this is going to continue at the same trend or taper down, and I might comment on that as well. But put that in front of what AI can bring to mitigation actions. I didn't give an important number at the start. There are many estimates, and all of them are projecting some sort of hypothesis in the future. But the wide range is between taking off 4 to 16% of emissions every year. That's huge. Our estimation is a bit more conservative. We're between 5 to 10%, but still, we're talking about a substantial contribution to our objective by 2023, and then by the middle of this century. So this is the kind of equation that we're looking at, right? With a lot of uncertainty, but we're talking about huge potential and possibly a risk if we continue the same trend of doubling every 2 years. Now, when I look at that, I like framing, and I also have a framework in threes, right? The three things that governments can think of when we talk about policy for AI and climate. First of all, set the right enablers. Two, encourage deployment. Three, guide the technology. The enablers, I'm not going to go back to the data part. It's critical to have access to data, and it's more critical to have access to compute and talent. Like, those are the three ingredients, right? If you have data, if you have compute, if you have talent, you're going to be able to do things. If you don't have those three, it's going to be very difficult in the world of AI. Good quality data. Compute is a geopolitical hustle. I'm not going to talk about that, but let's not forget the talent element. And again, I'm thinking about the Global South. This is not easy to solve as a problem. Governments need to make sure that talent is, or upskilling initiatives are deployed. International cooperation is hugely important here. So that's the first pillar. The second pillar, once you have the enablers, you need to make sure that the deployment is happening. The public sector can lead the way, but also the private sector need to be encouraged. And I like the ask, which is clarity of regulation. I would also add regulation that is risk-based, and I don't think Europe is given enough credit for the work that is happening here on regulation. You can criticize all you want, GDPR and the AI Act, but specifically for the AI Act, the fact that it's detailed, that it took a risk-based approach, I think this is a big achievement. And I do think not all AI is created equal. Like, we will not regulate all algorithms the same way. The use cases, as you have mentioned, will be different. The risk profiles are different. The AI algorithms we use for climate action are not like, ChatGPT-like, where we enter random questions and consume 10 times more than what you get for a simple search. Sometimes those are actually algorithms that are very, very low energy consumption. But we will need to have regulation that takes into account that not all AI is created equal. Regulate the use case and the risk created by this use case, not AI in general. This is a very wide net that will not help us encourage innovation in the field of AI and climate. And then the third pillar and the last one is guide the AI trail. I think there's a lot of innovation happening, and that's great. And many things can be done. I mentioned one of them, transparency. Like, one of the very difficult things that we faced when we were writing the report mentioned by Ralph at the start is you find very little disclosure on AI consuming what amount of data, what kind of data, how much energy for each query. I think the number mentioned by Deborah is an estimate. We see it out there. But we would love to have this kind of disclosure coming from people who actually develop the models and run them. So that's one important element of the guiding AI part.
Thank you very much, Aman. We are running a little bit over time, so can I ask the interpreters